the vice captain of Arnhem and also the deputy vice, so I'll take questions.
Obviously, it's been three tough games, but what is the biggest takeaway for Ireland? We still have one game to go so far. Looking at the way things have panned out, what's the biggest takeaway in this tournament?
Obviously, there have been big defeats. I think looking at today's game, because it's so fresh, really focusing on playing for the whole 20 overs. Obviously, I think we lost there in the last 5 overs of our bowling innings. They really took it away from us. So I think going forward, definitely take it from that today, from today's game specifically. Just, you know, we need to close out those overs, keep it nice and tight.
The first two games, side scored 100 plus. Today they fell awfully short. Was there a plan to just go swinging right from the start?
No, I think the run rate forced that on us. Obviously, Claire Shillington early on, she's one of our bigger hitters, so to lose her early on, we were always going to be behind the rate. So I think we were forced into that to try and catch the run rate. Obviously, it's not ideal. Just, South Africa bowled well. They bowled full and straight on the stumps, exactly what you do when you swing. So it's obviously we didn't do ourselves justice with the bat either. But to be fair, South Africa bowled well, and we were always up against the run rate.
You must have been happy with the way you had things under control. 17 overs of the South African innings.
Absolutely, yeah. We had bowled to our plans. But that's T20 cricket. That's what happens. I know, and we're playing in the World Cup, so you know, against high ranked teams. We know they're good players. But as you said, we did bowl to our plans, and we did keep it tight. But yeah, as I said, again, it's T20 cricket. These things happen.
What was a realistic target that you were looking? Expected to restrict them.
Realistic target, I suppose, not wicked. It's a good batting deck. I mean, you're looking about 150 would be great. Obviously, they got a good bit over that. Obviously, from the way we bowled so tight, keeping them to 120, 130 looked possible early on. But you know, we would have taken probably 150 before we started.
If we're given an option to choose between football and cricket, which one would be and why?
Definitely cricket. There's no choice. You see, I've opportunity to play in a World Cup. The crowd here is amazing. You never know what's going to happen in cricket. You could be on top of your game and you get a first ball dunk. It's just such a good game. There's no choice for me. Cricket every day.
You still play for Ireland United?
Yes, good knowledge.
What was your contribution to its championship title last year?
I was captain of the team. My contribution, I suppose, I played up front, scored a couple of goals, but it's probably my experience, because I've played football for a long time. It was probably just my experience was the biggest contribution, but obviously playing in the World Cup took over, so I haven't played since.
Now, why do you spend more time, cricket or football?
Cricket, yeah, all the time.
Cricket has been interesting or the helmet you wear, what's the secret behind this?
Yes, it's a baseball mask. But I found wearing a helmet too heavy, and I do a lot of diving, and it just wasn't very comfortable. So I had a quick look on the internet and saw that. So I've worn it for about 4 or 5 years. So it's comfortable.
And about your hockey experience?
Oh, my hockey. A little bit of hockey, but over the years, the football has taken precedence. And then when I made the Irish team for cricket, then I played just more cricket than hockey, but it's you know, it helps with cricket, I suppose, your hand-eye coordination and hitting the ball. So, but.
Well, you have played quite a number of games. So how the other games help you to grow better as a cricketer?
You just have to take it game by game. I find it just if you just take notes from every game and you know focus on your own strengths and your own weaknesses. Obviously, experience helps. So compared to, you know, we're all on around 50, 60 caps, so we're growing together. But you just have to make a note of every game, what you can do better. For me, obviously, a keeper, there's lots to learn, and you know, technique needs to be good. So it's just reiterating my technique.
Well, in soccer, you have represented in the UEFA level competition, and now you are playing cricket in the World T20 stage. So comparing both the competitions, in which stage the intensity is much more?
I think the cricket, definitely. It's in Bangladesh, and the passion of the crowd really, really adds to the occasion. So definitely the curriculum. It's been a super experience.
How much has the science experience of playing in conditions like Qatar before this helped you develop not just for these for this particular tournament, but as a team in terms of your development? Going forward,
it's really good. Any kind of cricket practice for us, game time is excellent. Obviously, the wickets were very different and the outfield very different in Qatar than they are here. But in Ireland, we were training indoors, very cold. So Qatar was great experience. The more cricket we get, the better, basically. So it was very good.
Keeping wickets is much more like goalkeeping. It matches with what goes on in football, but in football you play in a forward position. So how different it is to combine or manage both these skills?
It is, you're right, it's very different. I think, from a basic level, it's, fitness and agility is where you start. And then obviously I've been training mostly for cricket in the past couple of months, so I just have to focus my skills into wicketkeeping. But the base level is fitness and agility, I think, for both.
Thanks very much.